These are Batias in the Co-op Reserve, 24 March 1970, Cameroon, time 13:30. This is near Camp 1 between Ekondukundu 1 and Ekong 2, also known as Eirat. Batias, I would guess just offhand it's in the vicinity of 40 to 50. Sparks, if you will. These are recorded at a slightly closer distance, something like 50 yards. Like 75 yards.
suspect while the quavering sound is very, very reminiscent of the compass Betius. But we don't, really don't know. Anyway, same day as preceding Coral Preserve, Betius calls. A distance of about, it's about 30 to 40 yards. Hideous barks. Hideous. The barks then shows squealing. Thank you.
animals and their slaughter body calling were about 30 yards away. Hideous barks. Still 24 March 70, Quota Preserve between Ekundu Kundu 2 and Ekundu 2. Time 14:18. Stimulus undetermined, but certainly not in response to us. Videos. Stimulus was undetermined. There was some leaping about. I don't know that there was any aggression involved in these screams or not. Clearly not understood. Same date as preceding 14:21, 24 March. Radius. This is at a slightly greater distance. I'm guessing about 50 to 60 yards. Hideous barks and yells. Same date as preceding 14:30. None of these preceding several animals were certainly repeating their calls. This was particularly true of the barks. Rubidius Prusai, time 1505. Is it not clear? It involved some leaping and jumping about. It involved several Bidius. Would seem to have been aggression. Not certainly exactly how many were calling or how many were screaming simultaneously. 40 yards. Same date as preceding 24 March 70 in the Co-op Reserve, Tunipindapunda 1 and Akong 2. Hideous barks after a long period of rest of 24 March 1970 Co-op Reserve between Tunipindapunda 1 and Akong 2. 1612. These latter recordings are made at a distance of between 40 and 50 yards. Same date as preceding time, 1417. That's 1617. Recording distance was a lot closer, more like 30 yards. Bidius again. Same data, but I don't know what was happening then. The barks, if you will, were given after a long period of inactivity. Kind of squawking, though, I just don't understand what was happening, whether it's copulation quaver or not. Oh! There were some quavers in there as well. Squawk barks were given by Badius much closer to us. Sort of immediately overhead, about 90 feet overhead. The quavering sounds were given at a considerably greater different distance, about 60 to 70 yards away. Until the 24th of March, same date as preceding. Following these barks and such, an obvious increase in activity ensued, and they began moving about, climbing about, that is, in an apparent form of progression. Preceding. Quavers and barks from Badius, same day as preceding, time 1622. Barks in response to a falling branch. This is a pretty stimulus situation. Same day as preceding, 24 March 1970, 1635. Various in the distance, quavers in the Alps around the days preceding time 1642. That is the rolling portion of the whoop rolling sequence of a mangabey, which
He missed the hoop. There was only one, of course. It goes hoop. The Bidius immediately responded with their barks. The time is 1644, 24 March 1970, Quarter Preserve.
It was probably Sir Cassibus Torquatus, although we didn't see the vocalizer. And there is a remote possibility of it being Sir Cassibus Albagina, although it would be a very, very new geographical record. Albagina, probably Torquatus.
And shortly thereafter, about 1648, one large adult male, Sir Cassibus Torquatus, was seen climbing in the vicinity from which the whoop and rolling call was given. Therefore, there's little doubt that my previous recording was from the Torquatus. Bidius barks in response to a falling branch. Same day as preceding time, 1652. Gotten the tail end of the Bidius on one or two of its barks. Same day as preceding 1704. These are Bidius barks given in response. Approach of an adult male, Sir Cassibus Torquatus. Same day as preceding time, 1712. Mr. Torquatus may have been a solitary, temporarily moving with the body of the Bidius.
First of undetermined, same day as preceding time, 1714. There were Bidius screams and then barks from many sources. Hens were heard, followed by typical manor hacks. Nicodemus hacks were also heard. Distance about more than 50 yards.